Defendant Zechariah Jackson waived his rights for a preliminary exam after being accused of four counts of felonious assault. Reporter Amber McDonald has more. Zechariah Jackson was accused of four counts of felonious assault, including two misdemeanor counts against a pregnant woman and one against a paramedic. According to defense attorney Peggy Rostifer, Jackson was at a party where several partygoers got into a fight. Jackson was allegedly a part of the altercation and was said to have assaulted the pregnant woman. According to Rostifer, this is a complicated case because there were multiple offenders.
The complication is that it was late at night, people had been drinking, it was at one person's house with other people going to that house, a lot of people interacting, a lot of people hitting, a lot of people receiving injuries. My client, who's the defendant, received injuries and was in the hospital. The prosecutor has difficulty with that, but then it's just this big cluster. And it's like, okay, who is responsible, who isn't responsible, who did hit the pregnant lady, who didn't?
Prosecutor Barbara Monahan says she wants to wait until after the baby is born to really determine whether or not there are injuries.
I'm concerned because, you know, until that baby is born, there are more serious charges if the child, depending on the child's injury. At right now, the child appears to be okay, but, you know, until we have the birth, you know, we really won't know the full extent. So that's why if we hold the preliminary exam as the prosecutor, I can increase the charges and add more charges.
If the evidence shows that.
Rostifer says the second count of assault against the fetus was dismissed without prejudice because of the lack of evidence as of right now. It could be reissued, however, if the prosecutor finds evidence. Jackson's pretrial will be held November 18th in the circuit court. If charged, Jackson could face up to 4 years in prison for felonious assault. This is Amber McDonald reporting for WJRN News.